Someone is touching your shoulder telling you that they want to do all sorts of nasty things with you. Like, wee on you. No, Courtney, how did we get here?
I have no idea, you know. We're actually just about blood and water.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of TMS Hot Takes.
Keeping it hot on TMS Hot Takes.
This is where we talk. This is where we gist. This is where we chill.
This is where we hang out. This is where we just relax, you know, take stock of the week.
Many adjectives. So, this week, many things are going on. But I thought it'd be cool to just have a good chat about, like, what's happening on Netflix. Yeah. Because many egregious things are being released, including Love is Blind and Mea Culpa, which I think needs to be discussed.
I haven't watched Mea Culpa. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
Wow, no. No, actually. Straight off the bat. Terrible. Yeah. Have you did you watch A Fall from Grace?
Yeah.
That was it's awful. Very similar vibes. Obviously, it's a Tyler Perry film as well, featuring Kelly Rowland, Trevante Rhodes.
Oh, that's so upsetting.
Firstly, very beautiful people.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Very beautiful people. Kelly Rowland. Wow.
She's stunning.
A wonder.
And Trevante Rhodes, that man so is
but chocolate hated daddy. His hair in this film.
Really?
The waves, that's his hairstyle.
Oh, what did he
do? Yeah. He had like a little tapered high top situation going on. It wasn't like super high, but it was not, I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it on him. He looked like a criminal. Yeah. Love black men, love their hairstyles.
I'm screaming. I mean,
it's not about the hairstyle, it's just not policing. He just looked not like how I imagined. He wasn't giving. But Mea Culpa. Mm. Let's start there before we get into the atrocity of Love is Blind. The story was interesting. It felt like a very slow burner. Like, for me, I'm used to Tyler Perry putting us through a lot of roller coasters.
He does, yeah.
So it was just kind of like, oh, this is, I mean, a lot of black women's misfortune from the jump, 100%.
He seems to really enjoy that in his films.
Mr. Perry, I have nothing against you. I think you are one of the most inspirational people ever. But sometimes black female joy.
Yeah. Please. Sometimes fun time, you know.
Please. That's all we ask. Oh, sorry, if you're wondering why we're holding the mics, our stands broke.
Guys, let me tell you the story. I was out here trying to put together this whole setup, you know, being that person that's, oh, let me just make sure that everything is like set up nicely. And then typically, like whenever I sit down and adjust my mic, my like stand sometimes falls a little bit. So I was like, okay, let me just adjust it real quick. Mm-hmm. Ah, this thing fell apart in my hands. And then Courtney came out and I felt like... You know when a kid is like taking a cookie from somewhere that they shouldn't be? I was just like, ah, oh, damn, how do I express that I've broken?
No, it's okay. These things definitely happen. So yeah, we're going to get new mic stands, but new that's why we're freestyling it. You know?
Holding our bits and bobs.
Oh, yeah, doing the thing.
There has to be a video.
Absolutely. Actually, shout out to one of the sisters who sent us a very encouraging email.
Yeah.
Being like, oh my gosh, like, we are definitely not entitled to, you know, video content or the visuals. Like, we appreciate all the effort that you guys are putting in. And it really encouraged me. It really, really encouraged me. So, yeah.
Thanks, sisters.
That case is closed.
And also, thank you to all the sisters that actually have been calling us beautiful.
Yeah, actually so kind.
I've
been
telling all my friends and my mom, like, people think I'm beautiful. So, no, genuinely, thank you guys so much. Ah, I saw the comments. It's like, I just think you're pretty. I said, thank you.
Yeah, the comments on our last video were actually so good.
So kind.
But yeah, back to Mea Culpa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Perry, just sometimes we want black female joy, you know?
Yeah, sometimes.
Love stories that are not toxic. But I guess, do those films sell?
No, they don't.
We don't know.
That's a problem, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So anyways, it was going like pretty okay.
Yeah.
You know, she had quite a sad situation going on, but it wasn't like, ooh, drama. And then... towards the end,
uh-oh.
I think Tyler Perry loves a good in the final 10 minutes.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Final 10 minutes.
And it's something absolutely wild as well.
And it was. Oh. And it was. But I mean, the general consensus is that the people aren't liking it.
Oh, no.
And I hear it. I really do.
No.
I was able to get through it. I was kind of like, oh, okay, cool. That was the film. Very interesting twists and turns. Like, I wouldn't say to somebody, oh my gosh, if you're looking for something to watch tonight, you have to watch Mia Culpa. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
But if you do watch it because you're intrigued in watching it, it wasn't like this was a complete and utter waste of my time. Mm. You know, it was just a...
This was pleasant.
I wouldn't. I mean, there are some aspects of it that were very pleasant. Okay. Like the soundtrack was great. It wasn't really a soundtrack though, was it, Quartz? Kelly Rowland is beautiful.
Yeah, that's
the color grading, the romance of it all. If it was a different story, it's a very well put together film.
Yeah,
because you know there was a lot of criticism around Fall from Grace that felt very haphazard.
It was very everything about Fall from Grace was fallen from grace.
Absolutely. It wasn't like that. Okay. It was like a well put together film, as you can imagine from Tyler Perry.
Were the wigs wigging?
No, everyone looked good. God. Everyone looked really good.
I love
everyone
that for Tyler Perry.
Just apart from Toronto Rose. Yeah,
not the situation. Little high top situation. Yeah, going on.
I'm not feeling it. But yeah, everyone looked good.
Yeah.
And it was like a visually appealing film.
Okay.
And there is a lot of integration of like art and paintings and stuff, which is very beautiful. So visually, it's a very appealing film. Storyline, interesting.
Oh, but
acting was good. Acting was
the
storyline
interesting in that, I'm interested in the story, or interesting as
There was a lot of like, I was intrigued. I was hooked at the beginning. Then it felt like it was kind of longed out a bit. Mm. Then the end felt very fast. Mm. And it was just kind of like, where did this come from? Yeah. But also like, okay. I can see why some people would really like it, actually.
I hear it.
I could really see why people. So I'm very much in the middle.
I might give it a watch. I've been looking for things.
Yeah, like give it a watch. You either kind of really like it, you hate it, or you're kind of where I'm at, which is
in the middle.
It was a film. You know, it was a film.
As long as we've got something to watch.
Yeah. What have you been watching recently that you like?
Child.
We'll talk about Love is Blind in a sec.
Yeah. To be fair, Love is Blind has been up there. That's been holding me far and fast. I can't. I don't feel like I found anything that I've like really gripped onto ever since the end of Manifest for me.
Yeah.
I'm really upset about that to you. I finally finished Blood and Water, which was also ridiculous. Yeah, I did. It was ridiculous. But I loved it because it was so ridiculous.
Mm.
And I have a lot of love for them, but the storyline was just ridiculous.
Okay, fair enough.
Top to bottom, just this did not need to happen.
Damn.
But because
what
I like you guys.
I have not watched since there was the whole like child trafficking suspicion.
Season 3?
Maybe.
That continued in season 3. But then in season 4, it's a whole nother... They left the whole child trafficking thing. They concluded that stuff in like season 3. And then season 4, there's a new threat. But you know when they introduce a new threat, it's like, you didn't need to do all of
that. Fair enough.
Just kids be wilding and lots of like unnecessary sex, lots of unnecessary...
I felt like that with this film as well.
Everybody's dating each other. I'm just like,
yeah, Mia Culpa was a bit like that. I was just like, at some point there was an orgy and I was just like,
and it's like, okay, we get it that people like steamy scenes, but this is, you're doing a lot here.
It's going too far.
And for me, it was the remembrance that like, you guys are in high school.
Oh, yeah,
I don't even want to be, want to be seeing you guys.
Oh my gosh, how
do
you feel about that? I've seen some commentary around that, like society's obsession with seeing young characters having sex. So what's that show with Zendaya? What is that show? Euphoria.
Yes.
So like a lot of that conversation was happening around Euphoria and like we as society really need to ask ourselves questions about the fact that we're watching. Obviously they are not teenagers, that the actors are adults, but teenagers in a sense.
We really do.
Having sex.
Yeah, it's quite, it's so gross. And I think there's also, first of all, I just think it's perverse.
Yeah, hugely.
I think it's also problematic that we are casting people that are actually very old into a lot of these like high school characters and stuff like that, because I think that also distorts. A lot of young people watch these films and watch these series thinking this is what high school is supposed to be, or this is how my experience should look like.
Yeah, or this
and
is
I
what think, my body should look like.
Exactly. And I think that's also I think that is also contributing to the issues that a lot of young boys and young girls are having around body image, around kind of finances, around relationships. a lot of them are being forced to grow up super, super fast. Yeah. And it's because, well, I wouldn't say that it's totally because of this, but it's not helping that the predominant narratives around high schoolers are all about growing up just entirely too fast. Yeah,
I completely agree with that.
Child kidnapping, orgies, also. Yeah. And this is not to say that people don't do these things in high school, but when the high school experience is framed by all of these things, it's too much.
I completely agree. I think it is entirely too much. And I do think it distorts reality.
Right.
And our expectations as well. But then a flip side of me wants to be like, as a parent, mm-hmm. you should also really be trying to guard what your child watches. Mm. But then I feel like when they lean more into adulthood and they get later in that kind of 15 to like 18 stage, yeah. you can't control so much.
This
so
is true.
I do think we do need to educate young people, like people in secondary school, high school, college, sixth form, that kind of thing.
Mm.
This is not reality.
Honestly,
I want you to know that this is not reality. And also this is not healthy and safe. Like the glamorization of sex, drugs, alcohol, partying,
murder,
all murder. Of these things. And there are so many, and I get it because it makes for good TV.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because it's like these things are so far out of our reality, but there are a lot, like the increase of shows surrounding high school is crazy. When we were younger, it was just High School Musical.
Yeah.
And then most shows were adults, you know, Friends, A Different World, like all of these people were grown. Fresh Prince, like, okay, Fresh Prince, they were in high school, but like grown. Their man looked old for being in high school. Oh my
god,
well,
they absolutely were old. They were grown ass.
But do you get what I mean? It's like college times, yeah. but now we have like your Euphorias and
also a lot of these things that you named are actually comedies as well, right?
Yeah,
the lightness of the high school experience
and the way they deal with it.
Right now, everything is color graded dark.
Yeah, very dark. Very oh my dark. Gosh. Very dark.
Everything is, and I love me a good dark like film. But everything is just so sinister.
Very, very sinister. And you know, we need to lighten the mood a bit for these teenage people. Where are the High School musicals of today?
But then again,
would they find that cool? That's like, do you remember when Glee was?
Glee
out?
Was fantastic.
Glee was amazing, Glee was but great. Also Glee was it was a little bit dark, and I think that's a good balance because it's like, in reality, people are in high school going through some tough times.
They are
really tough times, but like, it's not everyday orgies.
Nah.
Oh my gosh.
To put Euphoria against
do they
High School
ever do
Musical.
Homework? Like the large reality
they're
of
too
school
busy.
Is homework. Listen, and academics.
In Blood and Water, every time, let's throw a party.
Do you get what I mean? Blood and Water is actually the worst.
It's ridiculous.
Blood and Water is actually the worst. Those lot must be like, that private school must be, will pass you regardless.
And you know what? I think there's also that, right? The classism.
Yeah.
Where a lot of these stories are revolving around excessively rich and wealthy Absolutely. People. So it's this whole idea that anything goes just because you guys are rich.
Yeah.
Is this what the rich high schoolers are doing?
But then again, do you not feel like that's a bit of a reflection of real life? Maybe that's the deep social commentary.
Maybe.
And the essay in it all.
Maybe
because
that is.
Society is a bit like that.
That is. Child, is that what the Etonians are?
Yeah, I was about to say, to all our sisters who lived on the other side of the train tracks, what was it like to like go to a private school or be raised in like a rich family whilst in that high school
era?
Were you doing a lot? Like maybe not cocaine directly, but was it like more so partying? Did you ever do homework? Because there's a lack of representation.
For me,
there's a lack of representation around.
You're gonna be one
of
those parents that's like, are you actually Do your friends do their homework?
I was recently talking to some elders in our church who send their children to private school.
Yeah.
First gen.
Yeah.
So they like have only just came into wealth and are really intentionally building generational wealth. And they were talking about how like their kids go to school with the mindset that like our parents are really sacrificing to give us this education. Mm. We cannot mess this up.
Mm.
Which is, I guess some people say that's a huge responsibility for kids, but like it's the reality. If your parents are like, we're grinding to make sure
to
you
make
go
sure
to school,
you
better come home and do your homework. 100%. But I guess if you know you have the fail safe of mommy and daddy have money. But then I also feel like that's an unfair generalization for the
unfair.
Rich.
I think so. And I think there's levels to riches as well.
Yeah.
I think there's just this whole blanket assumption that everybody is making bank in all of these high schools.
Exactly.
And it's like, no, there's levels to wealth.
Absolutely.
Man. There's oil tycoon, oil baron money, and there's new money. Do you know
like,
what I
mean? We've been in this money thing for a while.
So, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. But there's some people that are established wealth. Like, you can do anything.
Aristocrat.
That aristocrat money. That That's that kind of money that murder is very possible. Absolutely. And they will hide.
In fact, it's a reality. It's a reality. I'm sure of it.
Jeez. It's giving me this podcast episode is going way out the border, but it makes me think of like the very, very wealthy in like places like Dubai and the stories around what the girlies get up to for these aristocrats in Dubai. Don't ever make that into a series, please.
I'd like to see that.
As long as you don't like no graph.
Oh yeah, no, we don't want the graphics of it. I don't all, want but that. Like a documentary, a cheeky.
I would love to do like a, something. You know what? I would hit, you know, when, what's his name? Is it Ross Kemp?
Yeah.
Ross Kemp on Gangs?
Yeah.
I would love for him to do one on Dubai.
Nah, he's too harsh. He'll be way too harsh because he'll be talking to women. He's going to be way too harsh. Yeah. That's really sting sad.
Operation. Or like send a Reggie Yates or something.
Yeah, Reggie Yates would be a good host for that. He'll well, who's good. That other girl? She's a woman. She's a white lady. She has like ginger hair. Ooh. She came under fire recently. Well, not recently, a couple of years ago. I can't remember her name, but maybe you guys. She's always used to be on BBC Three. Mm. But I cannot remember her name. Anyways, that's what's happening in the streets of the Netflix.
They should send us to do a sting operation.
I don't want to do a sting operation, but I would love to do a documentary. Absolutely.
She said, I can't be held captive by any of these aristocrats. Nah, don't kill me.
Like, oh, when you say sting, do you mean like undercover?
Yeah.
Oh, God forbid.
Undercover operative?
No.
Kuni, this is your opportunity to be in the FBI. Well, as part of the like police force, firstly, CIA.
I'm too inexperienced for them to throw me into stuff like that because I will uncover our identity as soon as that man comes and says hello.
It's when they're like, oh, I would Habibi, like you to.
I am a part of the FBI.
I would Nations like you to. I would like to.
Police! I am police!
You can't be undercover.
Ew!
Disgusting. They haven't even said what their preference is. You'd be like, I prefer you to go to jail.
I will arrest you on the spot. Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. Do you think you could do an undercover operation?
Do you know what? I like to think that I could,
yeah,
but I think I'm good at escaping, but it's the no, as in, if I found myself in a situation, yeah, I believe that I could escape it,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but I would land myself in hot water. So yeah, I don't think I should even start.
Nah. There's a serious skill to that.
Because the level of disgust, there's just, from time somebody is there touching your shoulders. Someone like is it. Touching your shoulder telling you that they want to do all sorts of nasty things with you. Like, on you. There's no
the depravity.
There is no way my face would be straight if you've told me you want to wee on me. I don't want to kink shame anybody, but
I thought that one would need to bring shame back. No. let me explain myself, because I know there's gonna be. The thing is, how will you even defend yourself publicly? How will you even? So let me just say what I think.
Go ahead. We welcome we
to wee-wee on somebody. It's unclean. It's a criminal offense. I'm currently reading the Book of Leviticus. And the way God throws unclean in there so many times, I would have to look someone in the eyes. That's unclean.
That's really unclean.
That is not good.
Because how do you look? And you know what? That's just crazy. Because
Renee. How does somebody who is about to... Oh, okay. Everybody deserves rights. Do you know what I mean? Everyone deserves respect. But just on a like psychological level, let's sit down and let's level. How do you... You're about to engage in sexual intercourse. Mm-hmm. You're aroused. And then you say to somebody, let me wee
on you. But you know, sometimes they don't ask you, sometimes it's just, I'm gonna wee on you.
That's not the glory it's not just that like the Bible talks about.
It's not even just anyways, let's not get too graphic, because some of them they be weird on your body, some of them be weird
in your mouth. Oh,
trigger warning.
God of heaven.
Courtney, please.
You know, there are just some things you imagine that you just think my mind.
I'm so sorry to like anyone that does feel kink shamed, but
apologies, not really.
is something I'll never understand.
No, some of the things they be getting down with up there.
Somebody should not be weird. Dirty. What sensation does that give you? Go dirty. And get a blanket.
It's the power.
Go and stand under
the
shower.
Go to the bathroom if you need to
that's
wee.
The thing. I understand from a man's perspective, whilst I think it's horrendous, it's why they'd want to do that. But then again, there are also women who do it. So let me not be.
Yeah. And there are some men that request for women to do
exactly
it.
Exactly. And pay for that.
Anyways.
Hey.
That's your business. Not mine. It actually is. It will never be mine.
It actually is legitimately your business.
No, but what would you do?
No, I could not do
it. No. Forget the sting operation. Okay. But like.
No, I'm talking about the sex.
Yeah. So.
God forbid. No. I wouldn't even be in this scenario.
I'm not saying yes. Just to be clear, guys. I'm not saying yeah. Don't ever come to me with any proposal around doing that activity.
Oh,
but.
Criminal offense.
What if you're dating somebody and like they hit your specs, like they're a really nice guy. Yeah. You know, super faithful. Yeah. They love Jesus. They're tall, handsome.
I see, that's where things go a bit wrong. Probably, yeah.
And you're having a conversation. You might even be like a couple months in deep.
Yeah.
You're having a conversation, candid conversation about sex and sexual preferences. And he tells you, I like to urinate on women. And I also like women urinated.
Do I look like a toilet to you? Do I look like a bidet? Do I look like a bedpan? That you would urinate on my body? Do you think when my mom gave birth to me, she thought one day a man will urinate on my baby? My precious daughter, over whom I have labored, one day somebody will defecate on your body. There are some things we should never imagine. Hey, God.
She can't be.
Do you think that's what she was thinking about at my naming ceremony?
No, stop.
In this one's future.
Can that? You imagine?
I'm sorry. I apologize. I won't even shame you. I have to exit this situation because clearly I cannot fulfill your sexual fantasies. No.
Well, there you have it, folks.
What would you do?
Baby. I gotta go.
I'm sorry. It's just the lack of compatibility.
That High School Musical. I gotta go my own way. Emphasis on my
part of the
ratchet. No, but how do you come back? Like,
no. That's the end of the relationship for me. No shame. I love and appreciate all the memories we have made, but we are on two different paths.
I have to go.
Goodbye.
It would be, this is giving, I know we got to talk about Love is Blind that, but like, people be having, Courtney, please don't look at me like that. Sorry.
No, I'm trying to listen to you.
Did my mom bring me to this world?
Renee.
For somebody's son to defecate.
On my body.
Or in your mouth. Whew.
Anyway, there are women
Lord
who like
have
it.
Mercy. And, you know what? That's you. I can't even say love. That's you.
That's you, sis.
Oh, nasty. For me, for you, that's your business.
I won't yuck your yum.
Big yuck. Ew.
Wow. Oh dear, we've probably lost some people.
I know, they're probably listening. You are kink shaming. Yeah, we should. We should. Anyways, TMS After Dark, we can talk about.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah. We can talk about that kind of stuff. What is too far when it comes to sexual endeavors?
I think if there is.
Because is you the reference? Is you the reference? I say, Courtney said.
If there's consent, this is the thing. It's like if that guy, because it couldn't be my partner, if that guy said to his person he's dating, because it couldn't be me, I like this. And she said, oh my gosh, I like that too. Well, the height of compatibility. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. But I just like, I stand against
the idea of you feeling like you have to then be like, oh, okay, when you don't want that.
That's disgusting.
And I think it's the same with any sexual act.
The smell.
And then you'll be wondering why you have a rash.
That's the kind of thing that ringworm is real. Ringworm is real.
You have maggots. I know we probably sound very ignorant to you. You're thinking it's just a matter of a shower. But there are some things only the blood of Jesus can wash away.
PTSD.
But just imagine your daughter came to you.
No,
like,
she shouldn't.
God forbid.
There's some things that even if it were happening, I don't know if I would ever want to know.
As liberal as I may sound, as much as I want you to be transparent me.
No. What's the opposite of transparent? Opaque? Yeah. Be opaque. Mystify.
Nah, God forbid. I want you to tell me, but I will charge so heavily. It's not good.
I'll be looking at you, and you can't bring that man into this house for a while.
Forever. Ever. Ever again.
No, Courtney, how did we get here?
I have no idea, you know. We're actually just talking about blood and water.
You can never bring him around. Because we'll be sitting at the dinner table, I'm thinking, so you take your penis.
Or when he's excusing himself, he said, I need to use the bathroom.
On who? On who?
I don't know. I'm not, my liberalness doesn't.
I think it stops there for me. It stops there for me. Sorry about that, folks.
Wow.
Sorry
for about that.
Yeah.
Love is blind.
Courtney. Also, just like spoiler alerts, if you're listening, please, I don't want anybody.
To be fair, I actually haven't watched the second half yet.
Okay,
I'm
where are you
up to? The point where, yeah, spoiler alert, I'm up to the point where they've moved in with each other in the houses things. I think I'm like one or two episodes from that point.
Have you seen Kenneth and what's her name?
Chelsea?
No.
Kenneth.
Is it Chelsea? It
Kenneth is the principal.
Yeah.
Bethany?
Maybe.
Brittany.
Brittany?
Stephanie?
The girl.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And they broke up. Yeah, I saw
that. Man hates her.
Absolutely.
That man actually hates
her. The way he was so diplomatic about that. She was bawling. Whilst he was on his phone.
That man was ginger.
Every single one of those scenes where that man was on his phone, I was just like, you are so rude. Or you are not into this girl at all. And you're stringing her along. I really want to see what happened, because the switch in his behavior from the pods.
Different.
Crazy.
Was it that when AD said, can she handle having a black?
I think that's actually it. I think it's the whole like black and white thing.
Yeah. Can she handle understanding you?
Can she raise black children? It was a very real question.
It was, yeah.
But at the same time, I think the way he even went and fed it back was like, listen, she wasn't anticipating this either.
Also, I feel like none of the men did well with AD. Like when they saw what she looked like, all of them were making fools of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every single one of
Chelsea's
them.
Man.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy that's Neutron. It. That's it. Man. But not. What did you think about that interaction when Jimmy told Chelsea that AD's got a banging body? And then she turned around and was like, AD, Jimmy thinks you have a banging body.
Oh, Chelsea is woefully insecure.
I don't know why she woefully did that.
That was so embarrassing. First of all, if you felt uncomfortable by him saying that, you don't draw attention to this. You pull that man's ear to the side and you say, look at me in my eyeballs. Don't ever in your life. In fact, close your eyes.
Body,
AD is fine. Gosh. Even when, what's his name? Clay was in the pods talking nonsense about, obviously, you know, love is blind and all that, but you know, she got to have a bit. I said, little do you know.
What God has in store for you. For real.
Just zip it up.
For real.
But she's fine.
I didn't understand why Chelsea said that out loud like that, dragged AD into that situation. But even the other girl with the other guy who was like, do a whatever, nipple flick
the
or whatever.
Something.
Do a bean flick on her. Why would you talk about someone's
Y'all
body
need to
like
leave
that?
The beautiful
black
women
alone. Stop over-sexualizing her.
Entirely too much. But everyone was there, defo looking like, wow, AD, you fine? Fine. She's fine. Yeah, she's absolutely fine. Ooh, when she stood up, I said, yes, ma'am. I'm no better than a ma'am. I'm no better than a ma'am.
Glory be to
his name. Hallelujah.
Body is banging.
Wow.
Yeah.
Soft-spoken, beautiful, wonderful. I just said, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're represented. Yeah. I like it. I like it. But no, Chelsea. Anyways, let's get back to Kenneth and Brittany, Stephanie, whatever her name is.
What is that girl's name?
I don't know. We should find it. Because people won't know who we're referring
100%.
To.
100%. But they know Kenneth. If they know Kenneth, then they know her. Love is blind.
Oh,
is but love. Yeah, talk to us more about Kenneth and the girl.
Is, first of all, yeah, I think he was just super gingered by that.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was bawling during the breakup, man didn't even think, let me go and comfort her.
Even a pat on the back.
Considering you know, beforehand, she was always boasting about him. Like, yeah. Oh, he's so like romantic and so thoughtful and so caring. This man was looking at you like he was sick.
He was even on his phone. And then to go upstairs and be like, yeah, bro, I'm going to be at yours in like 30 minutes.
That's
crazy. Have you already got an exit plan?
He was waiting.
I can't wait
for that reunion.
That man is younger than us. Sorry. The age of this love, this blind people. 24. It all started with that. What's that man with the bad haircut in the last season? Clayton.
Where his hair was.
Yeah, but he got with the girl in the end. He was like 21.
What were you doing here?
You're
not looking for marriage.
But the thing is, they are. But it's like, can't you find it outside?
You're not looking for marriage.
Why are you on this show? So that's the thing. It's like, okay, you want to take part in an experiment. I get it. But the experiment you're taking part in results in marriage. Are you ready for that?
Clearly not.
It actually ends it. Marriage is the price.
Not.
There's no money.
Clearly not.
It's marriage. Yes. Yeah. His behavior to me was completely atrocious for someone who you said that you loved.
And you cared about.
And you were actually in the presence of, like, if somebody is crying in your face, how can you be there just like also, on your phone? And she is rocking back and forth on the counter.
I remember they were waiting for intimacy for marriage. Yeah, so I wonder if that also, because he had said something, he had alluded to something about, you know, when I want some intimacy or whatnot in the evening. I'm like, what? You coming back up? You wanted some intimacy at 2 a.m. in the morning. You're supposed to be celibate? What?
And also, she did say, like, there just doesn't feel like there's that much sexual chemistry between us because there's no tension.
I could completely hear it.
But also, that scene when they were on the boat and he was just like,
that was so awkward.
What the heck?
It felt like two friends.
And then you start talking about dolphins. And she's out here like, oh, this is so beautiful.
You know, that's the one thing. I was talking to a friend about this. The one thing about Love is Blind that makes me laugh so much is how you'll hear them saying, I just really love spending time with you.
Yeah.
Or, I just really love how we're able to do this. Listen, I need you to debrief as soon as you get to the point where we're at currently in Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Chelsea and Jimmy, the toxic champions of that. Toxic. I just love how like our conflict resolution toxic is just so, I said,
toxic.
You almost killed this man. You almost killed this man. I'm worried for her, I'm worried for him. I'm worried for that
she
man.
She is a very interesting person.
She's extremely insecure. Like,
what the heck?
Her name is Brittany. Yeah. Brittany.
Yeah, I'm very worried for her because why do you act like that? Why are you so like accusatory? And she makes up stuff a lot.
She's also mean.
She's actually a liar. Sorry.
I need you to get up to date. That girl's great. No, let me not say that. No.
No. Catch yourself.
Ooh, whoa. Brr. Block that out. She's mean.
Yeah.
She's actually mean. And Jimmy, oh my gosh. First of all, he knew he should have picked Jessica.
100%.
He liked her.
And he started off as the villain. And I'm very, like, it's very interesting to see him now gain my sympathy. I'm like, wow.
You made a mistake,
bro. I started off not liking you because you, the way he treated Jessica. Jessica, yeah. But now I'm scared for you.
Terrible.
Because Chelsea is not.
She's mean.
Oh my God.
She is
but
so
even
mean.
The way, so, one second. The way Jimmy told Jessica he didn't want to be, he couldn't tell her that he loved her.
Yeah.
To then go into the room and talk to Chelsea and offload and then be like, oh, I love you.
I feel like that was purely because it was like extremely emotional situation and she listened to him.
Yeah.
I don't think he truly was in love with her like that.
Also, Courtney.
Yeah.
This babe said that she looks like Megan Fox.
Now, listen. If you squint and she does have the blue eyes and dark hair thing going on, I don't think she was actually really wrong in that people have told her she looks like Megan Fox. Now, for her to say, she didn't say she looks like Megan Fox.
But Courtney.
She said people have told me.
But that's even worse because you know why that's worse? Because it sounds like it's an objective.
But you know how sometimes, like, especially old white people, love you all. You know how they'll look at you and be like, you remind me of Michelle Obama. I feel like they do that a lot to people, right? Especially when they just see small characteristics.
Well, what do you know? You remind me of someone, don't you, darling?
Look like Megan Fox. Literally, I feel like that's probably what she's heard a couple of times. And I actually see why people would say that. Mm. But to then go in and state it, like people say, I look, you know, when you say I look like Megan Fox, people aren't thinking, oh, you have dark hair and light eyes. They're thinking you're Megan bombshell. Like you.
And it always makes me laugh when people see each other in person. Yeah. And Jimmy.
It's the way she kept saying, you're so handsome. Yeah. And he said,
thank you.
Baby, I love you.
And then he said, I was thinking about leaving. And she said, after you asked me to marry you, he said, you know, I was just. Said, that's not what I'd want to hear. But yeah, she does come across as quite insecure.
Just you wait.
A little unhinged.
Oh, just you wait. Although, so there are some things that Jimmy does later on that I'm kind of like, bro, yeah, that wasn't the smart. You're not the sharpest tool in the toolbox. Yeah, however, the way that she communicates or expresses her boundaries or her things that are her insecurities, so problematic. And I think she always assumes that, oh, Jimmy should just know. And as we have seen time and time again, he does not.
And you know how, when they were having that argument, I think when they were in the Dominican Republic, and she was like, you know, you did this to me, you made me feel this way. And then she was shouting at him and she was like, just take it. Like, I'm telling you this stuff, just take it. I think she has maybe had past experiences of really toxic relationships where she hasn't been able to say her mind, or maybe she has very toxic conceptualizations of masculinity.
Yeah.
Because the way she was shouting at him was like, you should just absorb all of the way I'm criticizing you, the way I'm speaking to you, the disrespect, and just take it. And I thought that was so harmful. Like, so the way she said it, like, just take it. Me shouting at you, just take it. It's like, you can't just sit there berating someone who's already apologized.
Yeah.
Who, first of all, you lied on because he didn't do half of the stuff you are accusing him of. Honestly and truly, And then just shout, you should just take it. She wants him to just be like everything she wants him to be without having to do her part. And she's treating him like a human.
Literally incapable of taking feedback. So she will push and push. The thing is, when you operate like that, you push and push and push and expect no resistance. Mm. When even a bit of resistance comes your way, you're like, oh, you hate me. How do you think that makes me feel? Because I remember when Jimmy was like, you know, you're a bit clingy. Yeah, you're a bit, it's a bit long.
But I felt like the way that conversation went was so bad. Was left. They should have stopped talking very early.
They should have stopped.
But also when she was like, you haven't kissed me all day. And he was like, I literally kissed you like three times. I can tell you
the timestamps.
We
yeah.
She was like, but you didn't kiss me today.
She said, I do everything for you. I cook for you. I clean. We had sex. And he was like, well, first of all,
I wanted to park that too.
You initiated.
And I even wanted us to slow down on that too.
I said, you know, but that's how
Jimmy.
He talks. That's how he talks.
Jimmy. You can't tell your fiance that she initiated sex and you wanted her.
In public. Oh, that was the height of embarrassment.
Jimmy.
That was the height of embarrassment. I couldn't. Jim. I saw that. I said, no.
William.
Because how do you come back from there? Well, you wanted to have sex, not me.
don't say that to your person.
Nah. And of all the points you could pick up on, you had to say it was her that initiated it.
Don't say that to people. It's not nice.
I saw a light bulb go off in her head when he said that.
Literally. I said, you've gone and done it now, haven't you?
Child, but we have so many couples to talk about, Courtney. Not to mention Clay. You know, I'm scared. I don't want to cheat.
Sorry, Clay.
I'm so scared.
Clay.
My father cheated
on
my mom.
Go to therapy.
I went with him to go and talk.
Because you'll become the thing you fear.
I went with my father on his many excursions.
Literally, to be fair, that's actually very traumatic.
Extremely.
Very traumatic. He needs to go to therapy. But also, like, it's like he's priming her to prepare for the fact that he's going to do something crazy.
AD, baby, if you don't just... Nonsense, man.
He's really, it's like he's trying to prepare her for the disappointment.
You know, I'm a tech enthusiast. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, and like, AD, you're challenging me, baby. You're challenging me, baby. I don't want resistance.
But he's very handsome.
He's extremely handsome. Very handsome man.
They're very cute.
Oh, when I saw them both, I said, yeah, black love.
Black love.
And y'all fine.
Very, very
fine.
But yeah, it's like he's trying to prepare her for that heartbreak so that he can, if God forbid. But if he ever did something, he would then turn around and be like, but I told you.
AD, I told you. It's something that I'm working on.
I was fighting some demons. Oh my gosh.
What do you think this is, Harry Potter?
Behave yourself.
I can't be here.
Go, grow up and go to therapy.
You're in your 30s
heal.
As well.
Please.
You're actually in your 30s.
They're actually grown. Them, yeah, he's 31, she's 32. It's true.
Grown.
They're actually grown.
Go.
Sort it out.
No, but you know what was outrageous? Initially when she was going to pick Matthew,
that man is scary.
Corny.
That man is scary. Because he concocted this whole persona.
Giving Confederate flag.
It reminds me the guy, literally, actually.
Confederate flag.
It was also giving you.
Yeah.
Joe from you.
Yeah.
But do you remember in the last season that was that guy that like put the drops in his eyes to cry in the professional?
Yeah.
It was kind of giving me that same vibe of like, did you come here just for TV? The way he kept now I've embarrassed you on national TV. Everybody's watching me on national TV.
And he was like, pick a number. 6. So what's your social security number? And where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Oh, so, and they'll even answer and he'll be like, so what about you? I didn't ask you. I didn't say you could give me back the question. I didn't ask you for that.
I don't know what he thought he was coming there to achieve.
Sir, pack up.
Meet another sociopath. Yeah.
Even when he was coming there to achieve. You know, does race really matter to you? No, it doesn't. You lie. You lie. It's not good to come here and lie like that.
If him and AD ended up together, that would have been a Tyler Perry film. I can guarantee that would have become a Tyler Perry film. 100%.
She would have been big mad.
He would have done some sinister stuff.
And you know, it was actually mad because I know Clay was like, how could you possibly?
Matthew?
He said, I'm fighting with this guy.
But he was dropping some serious game.
He was.
And that whole like, oh, I don't open up to anybody, but I open up to you. Men love it. Women, man.
Men love it so much.
Women, girls, we fall for that vigilant. So fast.
It's a bunch of nonsense. Stay vigilant. Ah, you're the only one that I feel like I can.
And then to tell these two women the exact same story.
You couldn't even change it
up. I want to meet your father. We should leave here tomorrow. And this is why it's important for women to talk to each other.
Hello.
Every woman needs to talk to each other. Because this whole, you're the only woman I ever loved. He'll spin that same thing 85 times.
Courtney.
It's giving Legion of Lies. Go watch last week's episode.
You really have
to. I even came with a dilemma this week, actually.
You know, every time. And we ain't even finished on the Love is Blind.
Exactly. And we've been talking for like an hour.
I know. It was the weird or the defecation.
Came out of nowhere, but if the Lord wanted to talk about it, who are we
had
to
liberate somebody today.
There we go. Dilemma?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Dear sisters, this is a ding, ding, ding.
Dilemma.
There we go.
Dear chaotic energy. chaotic energy.
Dear sisters, can I just say I love your podcast and everything girl. You stand for. It feels very refreshing listening to you sisters talk and discuss matters so wisely and with so much honesty. God bless you. Amen. I will go straight to the point, and I hope my dilemma is somehow picked because I really need advice at this point. I'm currently in a thriving relationship, but I don't think I'm happy. My boyfriend is amazing, caring, supportive, and is literally what every lady would want in a man. And he's God-fearing too. When we met, I was in a type of relationship with someone else. A fun, much younger, loving, very open-minded and liberal man, but he doesn't go to church. His reason at the time was work. Now he has time and still doesn't go to church, but that's talk for another day. I was in love with this guy, but when I met my boyfriend, I fell in love with his qualities as a man I could build a future with. My mom was giving me pressure to settle down, so I eventually had to end things painfully with the other guy. But truth be told, I still kept in touch with him. Fortunately or unfortunately, my boyfriend has a daughter with another woman. He says he isn't sure he's the father because the lady was promiscuous at the time. But when she got pregnant, he went to her family to perform customary rites as the father and was remitting them regularly until the lady allegedly started being arduous, rude, and changed the child's surname to her father's because, according to my boyfriend, she demanded a huge sum of money he couldn't provide. That's his side of the story. He tells me she won't be a problem if we should marry in the future, and so did his mum. But how can I be so sure? I suggested a DNA test, and his pastor said God hasn't given any feedback on that.
So we shouldn't push it. And that my boyfriend should just confirm if his baby is still using his.
Which
surname.
God are they listening to?
It's not the God of the Bible. Yeah. Anyway, what is my problem? I love both guys, my boyfriend and the other guy. I do not feel any sexual attraction towards my boyfriend. But this dilemma is something. But I am trying and it's not working. He's so amazing and I want to have all those amazing feelings for him, but it's just not there. That is different with the other guy. I lost my virginity to the other guy a few months ago. And I'm already depressed about sinning against God. I cry every day about it and I feel I have lost something very important in my life. I confided in my boyfriend's pastor and I was told I need deliverance. I feel so mentally strained. I have had bad dreams. I feel helpless, unworthy, like I won't amount to anything. I feel like I have sinned so greatly. There really is no hope for me. And here is this loving boyfriend I have no feelings for, but I do care about. Enjoy his company, and he's supportive and ready to settle down, but the other guy is not. Do I need time alone? What do I do? I am very scared and feel like I could lose my mind any time from now. I am not happy and would really appreciate something, anything. I am tired, sisters. I really am. Help.
Girl, I'm so sorry to hear all of that. First of all, you sound like you already know what you need to do. You need some time alone. You need to leave both those men alone now. Because it sounds like neither of them are the guy that you need right now. Or that you have no business being in a relationship right
now.
Especially with these feelings of guilt around like your relationship with God, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your body. It just feels like things would be so much more complicated being in a relationship and then also being in love with this guy. So it's not even like you can break off with your boyfriend to be with this guy because you are fundamentally incompatible. It's great that you guys have got, well, it's not great, but you know, it is what it is, that you guys have got a physical attraction. That is something that is actually very important within the scope of a relationship. And we often hear it spoken about between men, but for women, it's also really important to actually be physically attracted to your spouse. This whole, you know, all the qualities, but then I actually don't want to be with you physically. Child, it will make you resent that man real quick. There is nothing like resenting your partner because you don't think they're attractive. Can you imagine?
It makes everything worse. Like, imagine fighting somebody and you look at them and you fundamentally hate their face or the way they look.
They'll be like, babe, like, you did this, this isn't, I think you're ugly.
Completely. How are you going to procreate? How are you going to enjoy the rest of your life?
And this whole, like, oh, the attraction grows, baby.
No, unless something changes.
Baby, no.
And clearly you said it's not working.
It sounds
you've
like
tried, it's not working.
And there's so many complications on both sides. Yeah. So the guy that you love and you know, you lost your virginity to and all that kind of stuff, he's not a serious person. So as much, no, biggest man thing, you said that he's not ready to settle down. Yeah, he's fine. That can be the man of your youth.
It's so
get
true.
Get it over and done
with.
It's
actually so true.
He's not ready to settle down. And what are you going to do? Break it off to be with him and then wait around for him to be ready. Mm. Like, nah, man, we're not waiting around for boys to become men or boys to feel like they're man enough to take your hand in marriage, which it sounds like you desire. So you need to leave that guy alone, point blank, period. And then your current boyfriend, all these complications. You're waiting from God to hear about DNA tests. From somebody else. It's not even you that has
your obliterator. Not-
Use your frontal cord. Listen, this whole I went to the pastor to ask about DNA test. It does not concern your pastor, my dear. This
God
concerns
has not fed back.
This concern which God?
What kind of feedback are you waiting
for? You know, sometimes, and this is the thing, sometimes, listen. I respect spiritual authority.
I do.
I respect pastorship. I respect
and seeking
church
God's voice
and
on every step.
Absolutely. Yeah. But sometimes you can't cut through the corners. You have to go direct. And this whole, you know, God hasn't said anything yet. There is no way that you can move forward with this relationship into marriage without laying the cards on the table. When you are getting married to someone, this is covenant building. When you're taking a covenant, you need to open up. Listen, open up the hearts, open up the floodgates. You need as much information as possible for you to make an actual informed decision. And yes, your boyfriend can tell you all of this information about his interactions with, you know, his ex and their baby, or if it is their baby, we don't know. But these kind of things will impact your relationship.
Absolutely.
This is a child, a child that exists and lives. If it turns out that is your boyfriend's baby, he has responsibilities as a father to
and
that child.
Who he was
customary
actually,
rights.
He was ready to marry the mother of this baby.
Nah, man. And of course, his mom will tell you that there's nothing wrong. She too, she's waiting for her babes to be. Sometimes it's your potential mother-in-law that will be there causing the most shaggy for
so
you.
True.
Instead of it to be packing your bags, girl, get it going. And then you went to. There's just so
many
red flags
issues,
here.
Man.
Even the spiritual authority under which you're under, you
Sorry,
come to them and they
somebody
say
somebody telling you you need
deliverance
because you slept with somebody has a very interesting grasp on grace.
And that being your first port of call, you can clearly see that somebody is going through some deep emotions. And this is a thing that, especially for a lot, obviously I don't know if your pastor is a woman or anything like that, but for women where we have grown up in societies and cultures where we are chastised so much more harshly for engaging in any kind of sexual activity, somebody comes to you and says, I'm losing my mind, I'm going through it. And the first thing you say is you need deliverance.
Yeah. And this is the thing, like, I understand, okay, cool, it seems like you have a lot, even like, as I was reading this email, I was like, there's a lot of distress, you're in distress.
Right.
And for some people, they can perceive that when they hear about some kind of past sin, like, oh, okay, cool, there was sin, now there's distress. Clearly, you're being tormented by something. And it's like, there is a lot more complexity to this regarding the fact that you've had this really like whirlwind romance with somebody, or you were in love with someone, you had a really significant moment with each other, there's an attachment there. This person though, you know, you can't marry, and then you've got your mother pressuring you to get married, and then you've got this guy who you really want to like but don't, and then he's also adding his pastor with his child situation, and there's a big question marks around it. Is this baby his baby? Mm-hmm. Girl, take a step back from all of it. Take a step back from all of
you
it.
Have to go.
Go and find a healthy church community where you can grow, where you will be seen, where you can be, you know, they can help on your healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go to therapy, go, but girl, you need to take some time alone. None of these men are it right now.
Not one of them.
Take some time, heal, really let go of this man that, you know, you had a fling with.
Right.
And really get over your boyfriend, because a good man is out there who you are also attracted to.
100%.
Maybe this is even the guy for you, but you're just not ready for it. He's not ready for it. He needs to go and sort out whether this baby is actually his baby.
For sure.
Before we even move forward in talking about marriage. And also your mum needs to stop pressuring you around marriage. Like, I know that that's probably going to be really hard to stop, but like, don't feel extremely pressured by anybody. You're the one entering your marriage. You are the one who's going to suffer with the joys, well, not suffer, but you're the one who's going to experience the joys or any pain or complications that will happen inside of your home. So don't let anybody drive you to something you're not ready for. And it sounds like you're not ready.
And it's okay.
That's all
right. Keep it moving.
Simple as.
Wrap it up, sis. And listen, this is the time for you to really invest in your community, right? Friends, family, the people that you have around you. Like these men, these menses, they are not the only stars in your world right now, in your universe. So really like gravitate towards community. I love what you were saying about finding healthy church community. Omo, find a healthy church community.
Because this pastor's giving... Is anybody upstairs?
He's giving green leaf. He's giving green leaf.
But you know what? I do like no criticism to the man or the woman of God. But like, I do think there's a point where some people get extremely spiritual.
Yeah.
That they start losing a grip on wisdom
and like sense emotional intelligence. And knowledge,
Because it's like, go and do the DNA test. It's actually a very simple answer to many things. Now, I understand if maybe the underlying fear is, oh, if they get the DNA test, will it cause like there to be resentment or a lack of unity? But there just needs to be clarity. And right now, the only thing that can bring about a degree of truth is this DNA test, right? The pastor can then go and support this young woman who now has this child, figure out, you know, who is the father. Maybe she doesn't know. And then also any support she needs. But him being unnecessarily attached to this situation when he may not need to be does not make sense. All in the name is God has not fed back on that yet.
Also, like, that's ridiculous. What a
way to put it.
The level of anxiety I'm just even processing of, like, this man that you want to marry and he's potentially got a kid that is, it may or may not be his.
Or whilst there's a man you actually really like out there who you also can't have or you think you shouldn't be with.
Wrap it up.
It's
wrap
too it all much up. Stress for your head, Totsis.
Wrap it all up.
Take time, take a step back, process all of this past situation, this whole scenario that's gone on.
Put a bow on it.
And then move forward. You'll find someone else.
100%.
You'll find someone else. The man them seem to be coming to you anyway. Yeah, so you'll find someone else. Don't worry.
Man them glucose.
100%. And tell your mom, I'm not in the position to get married right now.
And she needs to face her front too.
100%. 100%. And marrying somebody who doesn't know whether they have a child or not is not it.
No.
Also marrying somebody who doesn't share the same faith as you is not it.
It's also not it.
Heal, miss.
Mirage.
Take your time. Be alone. Find community. Don't be alone, sorry. Be single, but find community.
Yeah, be single in community.
Yeah.
Sending lots of love, sis.
For real, man. Praying for you, actually. Like, God, we really do pray that you cover our sister's mind in this time. We know that it is probably a very stressful situation to be dealing with. We just pray, oh God, that you reveal yourself to her. Show yourself strong in her life. Show her that you are enough to be relied on in this season. And that, God, you are a God of truth. You are a God of clarity. You are not the author of confusion. So, Father God, just direct everybody's steps in this situation to be able to find out the truth that will set them free.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All is well. Take a step back though.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that we are liberating all of the sisters. It seems like over the past like week or so, the girls have been dealing going through it, but also dealing with some interesting romantic situations.
The men. But also the women.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's been another episode of What Is This Podcast.
Yeah, what is it? We really went round the houses. Yeah. I really enjoyed that chat.
That was very good.
That was hilarious. That was very
good. Well, let us know if you also enjoyed this episode. To all the people who are still around listening to the audio.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
If you like, stay.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.